Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is Chapter 75 of the Discipleship Foundation series. This one's entitled, How to Share Our Personal Testimony. When an opportunity presents itself for us to talk about the Lord with people, often it is easier to begin by sharing our own testimony. This is our personal story describing how God intersected our lives and what has been the result. Sharing our testimony is often less confrontational than relating the gospel, unless we conclude our testimony by giving an invitation to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. We may wish to have a short, medium, and long versions of our testimony. Which one we share may depend on how much time we have and the interest level of the listener. The basic ingredients of our testimony might be as follows. First, our lives before conversion, including what may have influenced us to seek the Lord. Secondly, how Christ intersected our lives. And thirdly, how our lives changed afterwards. Even should the listener discount our words, it is difficult to deny personal experiences. Even existentialists can agree that we are experiencing something. If they claim it was merely, quote, our truth, end of quote, it gives us an opportunity to reply that even though it was my experience, the Lord and salvation are real and have been experienced by countless millions of people. Paul gave us an example of a way to share a testimony in Acts chapter 26. I'm going to read from verses 9 through 23, so please be patient. Paul said, "So then, I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priests, but also, when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. And as I punished them often in all synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them, even to foreign cities. While so engaged, as I was journeying to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw on the way, a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me and those who were journeying with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew dialect, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up, stand on your feet. For this purpose, I have appeared to you to appoint you a minister and witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you, rescuing you from the Jewish people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.' So, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision, but kept declaring both to those of Damascus first, and also at Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea and even to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds appropriate to repentance. For this reason, some Jews seized me in the temple and tried to put me to death. So, having obtained help from God, I stand to this day testifying both to small and great, stating nothing but what the prophets and Moses said was going to take place, that the Christ was to suffer, and that by reason of his resurrection from the dead, he would be the first to proclaim light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. That's the New American Standard Bible. This 2.5-minute testimony starts with Paul's persecution of Christians, thinking he was serving God by doing so. This demonstrated that he was an enemy of the gospel prior to conversion, which probably heightened interest in what was to follow. Before his conversion, he was not filled with angst, a feeling of being lost or in trouble, as is often the case with us. He was convinced he was doing the right thing by persecuting the church. This was Paul's story. Whatever route we took on our personal journey to the Lord is our testimony. Jesus intersected Paul's life while he was on the way to persecute believers. Few of us have conversions as dramatic as Paul, but however God reached us is an important part of our story and should be shared with as much detail as is appropriate. Paul's conversion included a call to be a witness for Christ, which Paul used to transition to the last part of his testimony, how his life changed afterwards. He concluded his testimony by giving the key ingredient of the gospel, the resurrection of Christ. It is often possible to conclude our testimony with an invitation to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. This requires us to be sensitive to how our words are being received. We may not wish to press the matter. On the other hand, if we think the listener may be open to the gospel, we might ask, is there any reason you would not choose to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior right now? If their answer is affirmative, we can try to address the issues. If negative, we can gently lead them in a prayer to surrender their lives to our Savior and Lord. It is important for us to keep in mind that we may be merely sowing good seed into their lives. Many people require several exposures to the gospel before they are ready to receive Christ. On the other hand, we may have the privilege of reaping what others have sown by leading them to Christ. Either way, it is a win for the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have many opportunities to share your testimony. God bless you. Bye.